How are you and how is your daughter?
We're doing fine, and we're actually in Santa Monica, but we can still hear, you know, fire trucks, and we heard about this bad wind coming again, so we're a little bit nervous about that.
You know, it's interesting because the last time I saw you, I was with a local surfer here that we were out in Southern California, Sea Dog, and we were at your place there, and I can, my memories, it was just so beautiful in that part of Southern California.
Well, right now where I'm at in Santa Monica, right, you look out, it's a beautiful day. I mean, a couple of days ago, the smoke was everywhere, you know, but right now it's nice. And it was even nice the day it when it all started. It was just a beautiful day, and all of a sudden, here it comes over the hill.
Hey, Jerry, walk me through that, if you don't mind. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what was it like when you first realized, Jerry Blank's in trouble?
Yeah, well, I'd done a private lesson that morning, and I actually have a dance class. I don't teach it, but they rent my studio, and they came in. They were all happy. It was their first class of the year. And I said, hey, we got some rough winds coming today. And that was about 9, 10 in the morning. I started heading home, and all of a sudden I see some smoke, and, you know, all the fire trucks are flying up the hill. And I never knew that it was going to be coming that quick. And then when we saw the fire getting closer to us, I knew I couldn't go back to my studio. And I packed a few things. I didn't think it was going to come into the village. There's so many giant buildings. There's a Delta supermarket right across the street from me. It got totally destroyed. And I didn't think it was going to be coming. So I thought I took about enough clothes if I was going to go stay to Pensacola for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Luckily, I grabbed my world title belt, which I won in 83, and I saved that. That's like the only thing I got. Yeah. And so we went to Santa Monica. I had some friends that would stay there, but didn't know that we'd still be here to this day.
You know, it's interesting because I think before you owned your own dojo there, you used to rent space out from the Y in the Palisades, didn't you?
Yeah, they actually used me. The funny one was I taught at the Y when I was in Pensacola.
Right.
And they built me my own gym. It was the best thing ever. And I didn't, you know, I just sort of split the money with them. I never had to pay rent. And that was how I made my claim to fame in Pensacola, and then came out here and I worked for the Y a little bit. But I actually found a big studio that was a dance studio. It was called Ebsen Dance School. Famous dancer from the 50s. She had pictures of them of dancing in Life magazine, and her brother was Buddy Ebsen.
Wow. Yeah, Jed.
I was real good with his sister, you know. Velma Epson taught there for years. and that was in the 80s. So, you know, we still got it going. So.
Well, I remember that because I bopped in. I was over at the Fox lot. I'd come over there and we'd run into each other in Venice or wherever we were. And I know it was very strange. You were doing something. It was going on around December at the Anaheim Convention Center. And you used to have a T-shirt. It had your name, with your karate school and on there. And I remember seeing these people at the Anaheim Convention Center in Anaheim. And then I went to Florence, Italy. And there I was in a hotel in Florence, Italy, and I see the people with the T-shirts on in Florence, Italy. I'm going, how could this possibly happen? We're talking to Jerry Blank here, Pensacola native, 42 years now. He's a Californian at this point, Pacific Palisades, losing everything out there to these wildfires. As we speak, Jerry, I get a note here passed on a text wanting to know, how is Gladstone's?
Gladstone's did catch a fire a little bit, but they were able to save it. But pretty much everything's around there got destroyed. There's another famous one called Moonshadow.
And then
the real land got destroyed. And so a lot of all these places, this is called Topanga Beach.
Sure.
It's the real surfing beach. All of destroyed, and the whole strip of houses all the way up and down the coast. And there's a real nice area called Big Rock. About five of my students, the whole family's lost houses there. Also Sunset Mesa. Sunset Mesa was actually right where the Getty Villa is.
Yeah.
That's where Matthew Perry was living, right here in the Getty Villa. All those houses, his house got destroyed too.
Okay, another text coming in here. You're blowing it up here, Jerry. Yeah. How is Tuna Canyon, the park there?
Tuna Canyon and Topanga there, I'm not sure they're all closed. There is a lot of fire damage there. And as of right now, we still can't drive up there. So if you want to go surfing up at Malibu, you can't go do any of that right now.
I couldn't believe to see the sights because cruising north up, coming out of the tunnel, taking North PCH up into Malibu, up in that area, and seeing the images and what I'm looking at, we get the Fox B-roll here in the studio, and I just cannot believe it. As when we went on the air the day the storm, the firestorm had hit, I was talking to Austin in the studio, and I'm saying, what we're going to tell people here is if you're coming sunset to PCH North, don't even think about going up that way.
Exactly. And to make it easier for people from Pensacola, I used to blow people's minds. I would tell them, just get on Interstate 10, and this is going to my house in Topanga.
That's right.
Get on Interstate 10 and take a right at Something Fishy Sushi Bar. I live right behind the sushi bar. You never had to exit. If you had enough gas, you could drive all the way from Pensacola to where I live. Would never have to exit. Now that's all destroyed. It's all destroyed.
That reminds me of a Tommy Bartee Whitey's Fish Camp story.
That's where he lived.
Yeah, I know.
He lived right there. I was living with right behind it.
Absolutely. Talk about small businesses, 6,000 losing it. You know, if folks don't realize about Pacific Palisades, the Palisades is made up of small businesses. They really are.
It is. It reminds me. I need to tell people, I told you, it sort of reminds me of Gulf Breeze. The Palisades High School are called the Dolphins.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You have to go through, you sort of go through the Palisades to get to the beach. It's sort of like Gulf Breeze. Small, sort of like a bedroom community, but there's still a lot of businesses there. And some of them that are still, that made it, they're actually closing down because they said, I guess they call it the infrastructure is too hard.
Right.
And by the time they get it rebuilt, you know, get it all opened up, it'd be too late, you know.
Hey, Jerry, you're going to be coming back home pretty soon, aren't you, for your winter sessions?
Yeah, next month, it's Saturday the 22nd. We're going to be there. And this part sort of chokes me up, but some of my students, these little kids, lost everything. They're so excited to have something to look forward to. They're displaced right now. They're going, I lost my green belt. I lost my trophies, my blah, blah. I said, we're going to get these trophies. But this is the time you deserve them. But anyway, it's a great event, and we've been doing it since 1980. And they're going to come back there, and we're going to blow it up big time for them.
Yeah, J.J. Waters and I were talking about that this morning. And we're going to really blow this thing wide open and give you some great PR on this thing. Before we get off of here, you've also got a GoFundMe page. How can somebody help access that page?
Yeah, my daughter set that up, GoFundMe. You can go to my Facebook if you want to do that. And I have a Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. She's really good at all that stuff. But it's all legit. And I don't even care about the money. Just like doing this interview just makes me feel so good. And knowing I'm getting to come back home.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
I've been getting to come home for more than the weekend.
You'll hear you'll hear the screams of Joe Buck all up and down the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
I warned my friends that come there. I have another name back there.
Hey, Jerry, you got to do me a favor. When you get some of your young students in town, bring them by the studio and we'll have you on over here.
I will do that. And you're mainly at Monday through Friday, right?
Absolutely. Four to seven. And we will welcome you with open arms. And by the way, Howard Seaton, who works here, is a good friend of yours. He's also saying, make sure Jerry knows I was listening.
Yeah. Howard, hi. I love Howard. Good job.
Okay. Listen, Jerry Blank, you be careful. Godspeed with you, man. Our hearts are with you. And maybe the Palisades can get back to what they were in a few years from now.
Yeah, thanks. I love you guys. Thanks so much. God bless for calling me.